Hello, Saints. So today I want to talk about a short topic, kind of a reminder topic, and it's called Which Seeth in Secret. The Lord sees everything we do, even when we're not out in public in front of people. He's watching every moment of our life, even when we're alone. It's one of these Hebrews 2:1 topics. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So let's make sure we're not letting these things slip, especially knowing that the Lord sees everything we do. And I'll start in Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So like I said, I thought I'd highlight the importance of obeying the Lord in secret today. When you're alone going about your daily business, the Lord sees all that you're doing. Proverbs 15, verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Psalm 94, verse 9. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? And he will reward everyone according to their works, and that includes when no one sees them. Matthew 16, verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. This is why it's important to be consumed entirely of the Lord in every facet of life. Hebrews 12, 29. For our God is a consuming fire. And Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Living for the kingdom to come, and not the current kingdom which is temporary. John 18, 36. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. This labor for the Lord is not in vain, even in secret, because he dwells in all places. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. And this is King Asa, when he decided to trust the king of Syria more than the Lord. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. So always trust the Lord in everything, and he beholds those that walk perfectly toward him in a pure heart. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So this was just my short little study as a reminder that the Lord sees everything you do, that his eyes are to and fro in the earth, beholding those that put their trust in the Lord, that strive to walk perfect before him. You're not going to be perfect. You're going to stumble every once in a while. We're not sinlessly perfect, but we're coming out of willful sin. We've left all willful sin, and we strive to do our best. We're walking toward the Lord in a pure heart. He sees what we're doing, even in secret. You don't want to be a hypocrite who shows to the world that you're righteous, that you're a whited sepulcher, but inside you're full of dead men's bones. You want to be clean throughout. Clean the inside of the cup before the outside. And even in secret, you'll glorify God in everything that you do, and this pleases God, and he'll reward you openly. People will see the increase the Lord gives you. You'll be increased to the edifying of the church, to the edifying of the body of Christ, to the edifying of the brothers and sisters, and to the edifying of yourself. For God's glory, I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.